why this expanding government is also accompanied by the removal of the Holy Scripture, the Word of God. Now, what is frightening about that is you then have no objective, fixed, permanent, transcendent standard for what is right, either for what is morally right or for what is considered to be virtuous. If the Bible was the foundation of our country, we would know that adultery is wrong, that homosexuality is wrong, that abortion is wrong, that euthanasia is wrong. We would know that lying and stealing and cheating is wrong, that revisionist history, where you go into a class and you lie about history because you're not committed to truth, you're only committed to helping the disenfranchised masses be liberated from past oppressions. You have a nobler goal than truth. Where you have the Bible, you understand objective truth. You understand what is a fixed standard of morality. You understand work ethic. You understand that you earn your bread by the sweat of your brow from Genesis on. You understand that if you don't work, you don't eat. You understand that if a man is not providing for his household, he's worse than an infidel. You also understand that you care for the widow and you care for the orphan and you care for the poor, which you'll always have with you. But once the Bible is out, you have no moral authority. You have no authority for virtues like honesty, integrity, kindness. How about humility, deference? There is no moral authority. There's no standard for behavior, no standard for what is an appropriate attitude. We exalt anger. We exalt vengeance. We exalt in the media murder, mayhem, killing, in video games and movies. And now what we have totally removed, the only foundation for truth, morality, virtue, and the way things should be done. So who is going to determine what is right? I'll tell you who's going to determine what is right. The power elite. The power elite. They're going to decide what's right, what's true, what's tolerated, what's not tolerated. They're going to come and say to you, you have to hire homosexuals. They're going to come and say to you, if the people in your church are spanking their children, they're subject to being arrested. They're going to decide, even though the Bible says if you don't spank your child, you're making a terrible mistake, you're spoiling your child. The power elite, they're going to be in charge of a man-made morality. They're going to decide what the truth is. They're the ones in the power positions. There will be no permanent